like that, and they belong to the afternoon club. But, I mean, as far as going to these high class, well, we used to go to the dances.
We used to go to the
Masonic dance and Masonic dance.
And there were a number of the big clubs that
dances.
We used to.
Well, we mentioned there that we spent. Is it on? We didn't go, you know, so much.
Yeah.
Of course, I had, when George, my sister Georgia was home, I had my father living with me, you know, for a whole year, or for 10 years. And Muriel was very old for her age. She was about six. When well, there's 6 years between the girls. And when Sue was a little older, oh, even a year older, we could sneak out to a, you know, a little party or something like that, because my dad was there, you know. And Mrs. Russell next door used to take care of her a lot that way. But we never, I don't think I ever paid a penny for a babysitter. I'll go late and read Christmas. Yeah. Well, go on, you tell me.
You're doing all right. Go ahead.
At Christmas time, we always had large Christmas dinners, which many of them were at our place. And they were sort of potlucks. But we also invited people, some people that we knew were to be alone. We asked to come and be with us. And we always had Christmas trees and exchanged gifts. We always made quite a little of Christmas. And still do. But now, our Christmases are all at our daughter's. So, they say we had them long enough, and we should rest. And they will do the cooking and the food getting. So we spend our Christmas and our holidays, all the holidays, with one daughter or the other. Of ours, it was Santa Claus, and he always came to the house and with gifts. And many of our gifts that we give were made, or something that we knew that people wanted. And I know I have
practical
made
things.
Practical things were always given among the family. We have three grandchildren. One is 23 and married, and the other two are adopted children, but darlings, a boy 13 and a little girl 7. And in our day, if we got one article for Christmas, that was wonderful. And now they get so many Christmas gifts that you don't know what to do with them and where to put them, and they can't even begin to play with them. But in our day, people didn't do those things. They gave things that were useful, and clothes and things of that kind. There wasn't so much money spent on foolish toys as there are now.
We were fortunate if we had one bicycle in the family. There were four boys in my family, and the bicycle was handed down from one to the other until I was the youngest, so I was the last one to have the use of the bicycle. Of course, it needed repairing on different occasions, but still, we always managed to keep it running and paint it so it looked in a reasonable condition. We have one neighbor who they have three children, and this last couple of years the children have each had at least two bicycles within the last 5 years, and they just don't take care of things like we used to. It's they don't think anything of leaving them out in the rain and the snow or whatever it should be, and things deteriorate so much faster.
You might say too that
One we are quite concerned about is the young people being older. The young children don't respect older folks like they used to. So many children now don't do as their parents ask them to. They tell their parents what they're going to do. And of course, we weren't brought up that way. What the parents told us, that's what we did. And discipline is quite a different thing today than when we were children.
I got it on.
We're talking about discipline with children. And of course, I don't know, we're all different, but in my home family, we were never disciplined to the point of whippings. We used to get maybe have to sit in a chair or something of that kind, and I had a father who thought that anybody that would spank a child was very cruel. And he loved children. The children could do whatever they wanted, but he never believed in spanking. So we were not brought up with that type of punishment. It was more of, with us, shaming us. If my mother shamed us, we were only an inch high, but I would say that as far as having a regular spanking, I don't think I ever had one in my life, and I'm sure my own children never had much of any. Their discipline was also more with sitting on a chair or being deprived of something or maybe you couldn't, they couldn't go where they wanted to go or something of that kind, but they were never really spanked. And if they did get a little spat, it was because they were sassy, which was never allowed in our house. We would not listen to them to be sassy to us.
Next door to us, whose husband was dead, and she was a German lady that worked very hard, and she had a boy, which we could never see, it was too bad. But it seems like some of the neighbors complained about him. And this woman got so that she would take the boy into the woodshed and lick him until you could hear him all over the neighborhood every night, whether he did anything bad or good, that he was punished. And we were all just so upset about it. I have seen my mother cry listening to that poor boy cry.
We are quite happy that we lived in the years that we did, because we believe that our life was easier and people were satisfied with much less than they are today. We never enjoyed many of the things that the young people enjoy today, but we surely enjoyed the pleasures that were available in our time. There was more family life, close family life, and friendship among our friends that we enjoyed in the home rather than out like most people do now. The theaters were, of course, reasonable, as Mrs. Jockin mentioned, and we found it possible to attend many of the old musical comedies at the Academy of Music, and they were really worthwhile, such as HMS Pinafore and today, in our older age, our life is quite a bit subdued. We don't attend outside entertainment as much as we used to, although presently an old musical comedy is being played at the Civic Center, No No Nanette, and we have tickets for that. We love good music and good plays, but there's the difficulty of getting out and attending these things, for one thing, and the prices, of course, are high for older retired people. But we do watch some television. We are not what you would call a... We don't spend any hours particularly at watching TV. There are many nice programs which we like.
Someone needs them right there.
And but there are many that don't interest us. It's very convenient for the news, and we like good music shows and that nature of thing. We retire not too early, but we do sleep in late mornings now. When you get in your 80s, it's a little difficult to get going in the morning. Mrs. Jockin is quite arthritic, and it affects her
limbs,
and it's hard for her to get up. So we take our time in the morning, but after the day gets going, we keep fairly active around the house. I have a great deal of yard work to do in the summer times. Now, being December, why, things are a standstill in the yard, and so I spend more time helping Mrs. Jockin with her housework and doing the necessary things to keep the house in a reasonable condition.
We are very thankful for having the years together we have, and that as well as good health as we are when at our age. We will celebrate our... Did you say it, Tom?
You told that before.
Oh, I think we told you before we could celebrate our 60th birthday, our 60th anniversary next September. And we, of course, don't get out. And we tire more. And we do more reading and things of that kind now.